I have just been through one of the most extraordinary scenes imaginable. Tonight is Christmas Eve, and I came up into the trenches this evening for my tour of duty. Firing was going on all the time, and the enemy's machine guns were at it hard, firing at us. Then about 7, the firing stopped. I was in my dugout reading a paper, and the mail was being dished out. It was reported that the Germans had lighted their trenches up all along the front. We had been calling to one another for some time, Christmas wishes and other things. I went out and they shouted, "No shooting!" And then somehow the scene became a peaceful one. All our men got out of the trenches and sat on the parapet. The Germans did the same. And they talked to one another. I got on the top of the trench and asked them to sing a German Volkslied, which they did. Then our men sang quite well, and each side clapped and cheered the other. I asked the German who sang a solo to sing one of Schumann's songs. So he sang The Two Grenadiers splendidly. Our men were a good audience and really enjoyed his singing. Then Pope and I walked across and held a conversation with the German officer in command. One of his men introduced us properly. He asked my name and then presented me to his officer. I gave the latter permission to bury some German dead who were lying between us, and we agreed to have no shooting until 12 midnight tomorrow. We talked together. 10 or more Germans gathered round. I was almost in their lines, within a yard or so. We saluted each other. He thanked me for permission to bury his dead. Then we wished one another good night and a good night's rest and a happy Christmas and parted with a salute. I got back to the trench. The Germans sang Die Wacht am Rhein. It sounded well. Then our men sang Christians Awake. It sounded so well. And with a good night, we all got back into our trenches. It was a curious scene. A lovely, moonlit night, the German trenches with small lights on them, and the men on both sides gathered in groups on the parapets. I felt I must sit down and write the story of this Christmas Eve before I went to lie down. It is weird to think that tomorrow night we shall be at it hard again. If one gets through this show, it will be a Christmas time to live in one's memory. I'm just off to walk round the trenches to see all is well. Good night. I want it all. The whole far-flung earth and everything in it. I want streams and hills, rivers and seas, mountains and pastures. I want a whole happy earth. And when I'm not being overly ambitious about my environmental desires, I also want a garden with a little bit of everything in it. These two desires are not unconnected. My happy earth will, in part and no small part, be achieved by my ability to grow a large percentage of my food in my garden in a way that does not devour resources. It's never been possible for us all to have gardens big enough for herbaceous borders, rockeries, orchards and vegetable patches, and it's not going to happen now. But too often I hear the same complaint. I want to grow vegetables, but my garden isn't big enough for a separate patch. To this I say, mix it together and don't worry about the rules that say things need to be segregated. You can have your vegetables, fruit and flowers in a productive garden that is beautiful to look at. It is actually not difficult to marry the joys of growing your own with the beauty of a flower garden. There are thousands of us out there that are desperate for wholesome, home-grown food, but not at the expense of our city lives. In today's world, growing your own not only makes economic sense, it's a powerful political gesture about our oil-reliant food chain and how we can go about fixing it. Whether you have a balcony, a courtyard, or a sprawling plot, this is about saying that your garden pleases you, pleases your palate, and pleases the wider environment.